Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Be a man.
Experience! Hey, who is me?
Be a man?
Yeah.
You ready to preach? Preacher.
Yep.
What do you do if your pet shits in the house?
Shit on his food.
What's the best part of getting a massage?
The best part of getting a massage is you can blow your load and get up and leave.
It's not a world of men.
I want you to be a man.
You could just be a man in this one moment.
I gotta be a man.
Be a man.
It's be a man time.
Be a man.
Be a man.
Be a man.
Am I supposed to be a man?
Be a man.
Be a man.
Be a man.
Be a man.
You can act like a man.
Be a man.
Would you do what this guy did?
1,000%. And I know you would too, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I almost hope I get it just so I can do it.
Yeah, the way they start that story off, you go, what the fuck? Jesus. But the more you read, you go, hey, man, the guy's got fucking terminal cancer.
Yeah.
The guy was a doctor helping people, doing all kind of shit, right?
Yeah, he was one of the first ones to go, I forget what they call it.
Fucking Haiti.
Go overseas and help volunteer his time. So he's, I think he's 69 years old. He has terminal cancer. He's got all kinds of guns and hookers and fucking cocaine and drugs and money on a 70-foot yacht in Nantucket.
So we had a fucking blowout on a yacht.
They said they were making pornographic movies. They were probably just like filming shit in their phones.
Everybody's like making them with their phones.
No shit. Yeah, so, I mean, that's the way. Why not? What else are you going to do? Just sit there and fucking suffer and die?
This guy gave me a great idea. Talk about a fucking send-off. If you find out you have terminal cancer, you couldn't write a script about what this guy did.
Oh yeah.
Get a fucking yacht. Like all like real fantasy stuff. And he put them all together. I'm going to get a yacht. We're going to get fucked up with drugs. We're going to shoot fucking porn on it. On and on. What a send off.
Broads, fucking porn. The boat down in Nantucket.
No shit. I mean, that's the perfect. So he got raided by the cops. Is that what happened?
Yeah. Now they're breaking his balls.
He got raided by the cops. They brought him to court. He had his head down, but then he turned around and smiled in the camera.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
The guy was like the outstanding citizen his whole fucking life. You know what I mean? Helping people, going to Haiti, fucking doing free medical, doing this, doing that.
Yeah, but like, say if you're some hot shot fucking like prosecutor, is that gonna fucking like? That's what you do is you take down some guy that's fucking basically he's got his death warrant. He's out there trying to party, trying to live his best life while he still can.
Yeah.
And you in. So what's best case scenario? You lock him up. You put this poor bastard in jail for the rest of his fucking life. Like you gotta be a heartless.
They should
prick.
Be lenient in a case like this.
Yeah, this is actually a very good business.
You didn't hurt anybody.
Start.
You didn't hurt anybody.
No.
Although,
didn't something happen to a broad? You passed out or some fucking thing.
She'll overdose. No big
but
deal.
But that always happens.
Yeah.
Those are the spoils of war. It fucking happens.
Right. How about this? That's a great fucking business for people that are having, say, you know, sadly, terminal cancer or whatever. Go, okay, listen, it's not good. You have terminal cancer. We're selling these packages.
Yeah.
You go on a fucking yacht. What else?
You charter a fucking yacht.
You need some hookers.
Yeah, you pay in advance, nice.
I mean, these girls obviously were hookers. They weren't like girls you could get in the street, you know, so they party hard.
So saying you got that news, what are you supposed to sit in the fucking rocking chair and stare at the wall and going, this sucks, I'm fucked?
Yeah. No, you're going to go out, you're going to charter a fucking boat,
right.
You're going to load up on fucking guns and drugs and hooky poos.
Guns, drugs, money.
He's like John McAfee.
Did they get like fucking...
Yeah. That guy was a fucking trip.
He died.
This is the same kind of deal what this guy has going on, right?
That's what I thought. McAfee was unbelievable.
Oh, they killed him finally.
What a
did
legend.
He kill him? I thought he had cancer.
You're right. They said it was suspicious. Because he killed a guy, don't forget. Did you see the documentary?
There's a couple of them, yeah.
I know that Blind Mike had him on. They interviewed him on the podcast I listened to. And Blind Mike, they were asking questions, and they finally let Blind Mike ask a question. He's all, tell us about the time you let the girl shit in your mouth. Did you hear about that?
Two of them.
Yeah.
They had two different girls say he liked to be defecated upon.
Yeah, he wouldn't answer the question. So same type of cat, a lot of money. He was sickly, you know, but he would die of a heart attack.
See, this guy here, saying that story we just encountered, and if they just added and he had the people defecate on him, we'd turn on him.
Yeah.
We would say, he sucked. We don't like that. But he didn't
everything
do anything
else
like
was
that.
Great. Fucking boat.
A plus.
Boat, beach, broads, booze. drugs, money, guns.
Fucking rock and roll. What's
the fuck?
Yeah.
He's got fucking everything you need.
That guy
God
is.
Bless him. I hope they're wrong. Yeah, I hope they live forever. So I don't know. We'll keep an eye on what happens.
Yeah,
what could
be the outcome?
Yeah.
Yeah, I hope they don't fucking lock him up because, I mean, it's your fucking right, like, how you want to fucking go down. And let's not fucking forget about the fact that fucking this guy's loaded, so he's already fucking into some fucking batty shit. When you're fucking loaded, you get into some fucking crazy shit. You know what I mean? Like, this guy wants guns and hookers and fucking all that shit. That's to be expected if you're someone that has that kind of fucking money, right?
No doubt.
I used to go up to a place in southern Maine right over the bridge. I think I told you about this. It was, you'd walk in there for a massage and there'd be like 12 girls, all ages, all denominations, on a Monday at 2:00.
Yeah.
You just pick who you want.
Nice. And
go in there, get a nice massage, you know, maybe get a hand job, a blow.
Were they captives?
Sometimes I give them a massage. I used to get them for free because I was working. I used to walk out of there with a bundle of cash and bring it back to Boston.
Perfect breeding ground for human trafficking, the massage circuit. Let's face it.
This place got busted, you know, after I was there, and they found like girls as young as 14.
Yeah.
I didn't see any of that.
In this vein of this very conversation, the producer, whatever the guy whose story inspired Sounds of Freedom, the anti-human trafficking movie, was recently fucking questioned for his questionable behavior.
Yeah.
How about that for kicking the balls? Did you see that?
I didn't see it. No.
Like, wait a minute. Say it ain't so, Joe. Right?
So the guy that's fucking going out and speaking against human trafficking got knocked.
See,
he got caught doing.
Well, I think the fucking jury's still out, but anytime anybody gets slapped with that kind of accusation, there's usually something.
Yeah.
Where there's smoke, there's fire.
I mean,
no fucking way, right?
If there's no human trafficking going on and the girls are of age, I don't see any reason why it shouldn't be legal. Go in to get a nice massage, get a fucking hand job.
Well,
you can
seriously.
Go to what some girls I know call them boom boom spas. Where you get fucked.
Fucking
boom boom,
man.
Boom boom spa. Right? They have those around, which are few and far between.
Right.
Mostly, you know, you're going to go in, the girl's going to take her clothes off, and she's going to give you a hand job, and that's it. You know, some places you can get a hand job, and the girl, like, wants another 20, she'll take her top off and show your tits. Give her another 20, she'll take all the clothes off.
Yeah.
You know, take all the clothes off, then you can get a little handsy with
it. I know a friend who went.
Yeah.
I want to tell a story that a friend told me. It's really the most magnificent system, those kind of fucking massage parlors, because when you go in, right, they throw you on the fucking slab table with the rubber. You get fucking sea salted, loofed, scrubbed.
Oh, yeah.
Head to fucking towel.
Table shower.
That in and of itself is worth fucking hundreds of dollars.
That's only like an extra $20.
Talking about a beautiful treatment. That's just step one.
That's nice.
Then you go on the conveyor belt.
To clean your asshole.
Yeah. Wash your asshole like it's their asshole. Then they throw you on the next fucking table. What happens there? A legitimate, full-blown fucking massage, including the broad jumping on your back and giving you karate chops and kneeing you in the back and screaming.
Ooh. Cracking it like
legit
a chiropractor.
Fucking massage. You go, whew, two for two. And then you tell them you get a fucking hand
then
job.
Then they tell you to turn over.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, is that not a day of beauty or what in the salon?
Okay, turn over.
Yeah, the turnover.
I wonder what's going to happen now. That's why you take the Viagra ahead of time. So when you turn over, they go, holy shit. But, I mean, what the fuck is wrong with this? So the first two things are completely legit and normal, right? The wash and the massage. And you top it off with a fucking hand job. What's wrong with that?
I used to go for a couple's massage with a girl once in a while, right?
That's erotic.
Yeah, so, and they had a steam room and a fucking shower.
Did they touch the woman?
No, I used to get in there first and used to bang the shit out of before the massage. And then a couple of times where it didn't happen, you know, she'd be naked, but getting a massage on her stomach, and she'd get a great ass, and I'm fucking watching her. You know, it was fucking very erotic.
Would you let your woman go to a fucking male masseuse who wasn't gay?
No.
I forbid it.
Yeah, I forbid it.
Yeah, he's got to be gay.
One-way fucking motherfucking alpha males.
No fucking way. What do you do? I'm a masseuse. I'll get the fuck out of here, pal.
But I do. I used to, when we used to go for the couples massage, I would take a Viagra before we went in.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd like to have a fucking hot on. After I banged, I'd still have a hot on for hours.
Did you parade around with your fucking hot on in front of the masseuse, everybody?
That was all legitimate massage at this place.
Yeah.
But, you know, I would turn over at the end. I still have a fucking hot on. And they put the sheet on me, but it was a tent.
It's the worst.
A fucking pup tent.
Yeah.
It's worst when you have to put your pants back on and you got a full boner.
What's the one thing, seriously, you do yourself that you're massaging your whole body? Your cock. You jerk off, right?
Yeah, that's the
only part of your body that you rub and touch. What's the part you really want treated when you go to a massage parlor? Why leave that part out?
Yeah, it's a part of the package.
Why? Okay. Just one piece more of the body to rub. Big deal.
All right, so this next one. This guy, basically, he made this giant hamster wheel out of fucking floaties, right? Yeah. Is that what this is? Is that what we're looking at?
And then he's got a jog in the middle to propel it, and he wanted to go across the fucking Atlantic Ocean during hurricane season.
And he has a laptop. He said he's fine because he has a laptop so he can watch movies.
Yeah.
he's got a fucking laptop on there
so he can watch. He's a very innovative guy. Oh, he's smart.
This is just one of his madcap adventures, right?
Yeah, he's from another country.
Iran or something.
Yeah. He's not from here, but he's really smart. He's done all kinds of stuff like this, trying to, you know, fight the system.
All kind of things that, you know, if they let him do it, it would end in a fucking death and a disaster.
Yeah. Yeah.
But he keeps coming up with them. This is just one of them.
They got him. They came up to him. He said, "Get away from me. I have a 12-inch knife. I'm going to kill myself."
Right, he threatened to fucking knife himself. Then another time he said he had a bomb.
Did he say that a bomb?
Yeah, but this kind of guy.
They were trying to help him. I mean, the Coast Guard or whatever was trying to help him and bring him food or whatever. I think they offered him food, and he said, "No, I have enough."
Right? Yeah. Yet he doesn't come across as mentally ill.
Yeah, no.
He's just different.
He's just very, very smart.
Right?
Just like eccentric engineer. Smart dude.
Yeah.
And I mean, to come up with something like that, like the thing looks crazy. Like, so he runs in the middle of it and the thing propels, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't even want to blow up a fucking inner tube for my kids. Yeah. Look at this fucking invention. This is the kind of guy. You know how they say the fucking, you don't know if the body that can make it to Mars, it takes 10 years to get there, whatever? Throw a guy like him on the fucking spaceship. You know, he wants that shit.
Oh, he'd love it.
He'd fucking eat it up.
It was like four times you got caught before doing the same thing.
Oh, like stupid shit, right?
Starting in the 2010s, yeah.
And he's another guy I give fucking full credit to. He got approached by the fucking Coast Guard. Okay, you got to break this guy's balls. So
now, who's that, down in Florida?
Yeah, they got him off the coast of
Miami. Off the coast of Miami or something.
But I saw recently there was a kid in Lake Michigan that fucking went out there like in a kiddie pool. Like blew up a fucking kiddie pool. And then he put like extra things in there. He had like blankets. He had I'm pretty sure he had an iPad in there, so he was watching movies. He was just floating around in there for 3 days for like a challenge.
Crazy people.
Yeah, why would you want to do that?
One thing I'll say is I'm no fucking risk taker.
Uh-uh. No, I'd rather watch people do that stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
But so, like, why don't you, like, I saw a thing the other day that's people that are, they're walking across the country. And it's like,
this guy ran it.
He said he wanted to be like Forrest Gump.
That's right, he did it twice.
Yeah, he ran across the country twice.
Yeah. He prompted us, Tom, like, so good one.
Yeah.
So that's another thing he fucking did, two times.
Yeah,
he walked or he ran?
Yeah, he ran, like Forrest Gump.
Yeah, they even mentioned Forrest Gump. He wanted to be like Forrest Gump, and he did it fucking twice.
Holy shit!
I mean, this guy wants fucking action.
Yeah, imagine fucking like when you're doing that run, all those weird like country back roads, like all the people have their dogs out and all the animals and shit. I bet you he spends half of his time getting chased by fucking dogs.
Well, how about the 18 wheels flying by?
I mean,
you know, it's fucking narrow. A lot of times there's not a shoulder you can run on right down
the
lane.
I walk around the block twice. I'm like, what the fuck? I'm back. I'm working out. Jesus, I see. Went on twice today. Twice. That's 20 minutes.
Remember the movie with Matt Damon a couple of years ago about the guy who was he walking across America for his kid?
That sounds
hit by a car and dying. Right?
Yeah.
See? I forgot you can't do that shit.
That was when Matt Damon was in. It was a pretty good movie.
You see, that's when you say, all right, God, you wouldn't really do that, would you? Yeah. You guys walking across the country for his kid?
No, you get clipped by an 18-wheeler.
Listen, You can't fuck around with bikes, walking, running the highways and roads. None of this shit.
Yeah, I mean,
don't do it, folks.
Being on a bike, I'd like to see what's coming at me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But then you got to worry about being attacked from the back. How about those fucking lunatics in whatever the fuck state they were? They saw the police chief, the ex-retired police chief, driving on the side of the road on his bicycle, and they deliberately fucking ran him over and laughed about it. They got away. It was a rental car, and they had a fucking camera recording the whole entire incident.
Wow.
On camera going, look at them. Let's run this motherfucker over. They're giggling back and forth.
Where was that?
I want to say Florida.
It always somewhere happens in Florida.
Somewhere like that. And the guy was mowed down from behind. He was riding his bike on kind of a busy fucking road.
Huh.
And two fucking lunatics decided to do that.
You know what I mean? What a fucking world.
That's sick.
Be a man. Experience!
This is what?
This is about the pets. Did you read this one?
I know, I did. Can you remember some of the particular weird instances they found themselves in? These dumb fucking pets?
Yeah, well, they have basically have awards for the pets that get injured, you know, in these freak accidents.
Fucking stupid.
And then, they have awards for pets?
Yeah, they get injured in freak accidents, and they all, and afterwards, I think the best one gets some kind of award or something.
Yeah,
and like,
yeah it's called the Hambone Award, BMN.
Yeah, it's like 12. Like, they had like a top 12. All right, so we never really talked about our pets. You got any pets at the house over there, Tons?
No, I don't because pets. I'm responsible. I'm too responsible because I know that I'm irresponsible. I know that I'm gonna end up neglecting the poor animal. I'm not gonna give him the experience that he deserves. So I'm not gonna take one in.
So grab a cat. Cats are easy and they kill the mice.
I don't like cats. Oh, you know, I'm
surprised. You seem like a cat guy to me.
I poppycock so hard. Half of the shit that I look at on fucking Instagram, I'm just looking at puppies. Puppies, yeah. Dogs.
You realize the dog
shit.
Wouldn't have a happy life with you.
Yeah.
Well, it's like
you're being honest about it.
Yes. Well, yeah, it's like having a kid when you have a dog because you got to take it out to piss like two or three times.
See, I would never do that. I'd go, I wish I never adopted you.
Yeah.
I'm too mean. And unstable.
Would you take him fucking, drop him off on the side of the road if you realize that you fucking bit more?
I know. You know what? My buddy, we did that.
I don't think I could do that, though. I don't know what the fuck I would do.
They had a dog. My buddy had a dog. We went to the drive-ins and he just fucking locked it out of the car and left it there.
Yeah.
I mean, did that a couple times, you know.
Oh, I mean, God, don't get me wrong. If I had a fucking sucky pet that was really a real motherfucker, I could consider it. I used to go to this guy's house in California, an actor right now. Hmm. He had the worst fucking dog known to man. The dog obviously treated strangers horrifically. He treated the owner like a piece of shit, barking, growling at him.
Really?
Awful dog. Awful. That dog I could let out in the fucking woods.
Yeah, give it some hamburger rat poison in it.
You got
like four cats and two dogs.
She's got four. Yeah, they're her pets. My wife's pets.
You got a soft spot.
One of the cats. Like, I never liked a cat in my life. This cat's okay. It's a boy cat. They seem to be better.
Yeah.
Attitude. He's kind of cool. Kind of sleek. Yeah. Comes around. He lets you fucking. He wants to have contact. And there's a little puppy that I liked. The other one I want to fucking release into the woods. I really do. He's a prick. Yeah. He just never got the hang of anything.
How old?
He's 3-4 years old. Put it this way, of a dog, what do you not want him to do? Shit in the fucking house and bark indiscriminately.
Yeah,
what does this prick do?
And chew shit.
Yeah, he doesn't chew stuff, but what does he fucking do, the two things?
Bark and shit?
Barks and shits in the fucking house. I walk in the house, he fucking barks at me. Yeah. She goes, that's because she knows you don't like him. I go, he doesn't know shit. He's a fucking moron. And all these pets and this story we're talking about. Animals are dumb.
They are.
I mean, people are dumb too, but these fucking animals are stupid.
Now, what about the dog you like? What's that dog like?
Valentino.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so he's a puppy. He's a cheerier character. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The other one's fucking like the darkness. This one's all fucking happy. He's one of them dogs when you talk to them when they twist their fucking head to try to understand.
Yeah.
So he's trying to understand. The other one looks at you like you're a fucking meatball. You know, the other one, he's trying to fucking understand what you're talking about. So him I like.
What about the cats?
What, only one. Three of them I have no use for. I fucking hate them.
Isn't one of them just hiding in the room all day?
One's fucking truly like, you won't see it for a week at a time. I swear to God.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah, she'll find that one dead someday. He's like 17.
Oh, okay.
When there's a big smell in the house, I guess we'll know what the fuck happened. Buried in some fucking closet in the clothes.
And then you got one you like, right?
One's okay.
Yeah.
But you know what I don't like? Fucking cat litter bullshit.
Ugh.
When there's four cats.
That's another reason why I wouldn't do the cat.
What the fuck is that?
I got to get a new box for my cats.
Do you let the shit build up?
I try not to, but
it happens.
They
right?
shit a lot, man.
The shit I can deal with. It's the pee pee.
She's got four cats.
So what kind of box you get for
two
them?
Big boxes? But guess what? One or two of them still want to fucking shit in the floor, even though they got
the
a brand new fucking.
The cats too. Huh?
The cats
too. How old are your cats?
Her cats. One's fucking gonna be
17. 17, right?
One's about 10.
Yeah.
One's about 3. And one's about fucking 1.5.
Did you have one that croaked? Did you have one that croaked?
No. A dog croaked.
Oh, your dog croaked.
But he got replaced with a replicant.
Yeah, but that's the one that
looks just like, no, that's a good one.
Oh,
that's Valentino.
A good guy. Oh, okay.
And he looks identical to the one that croaked. So it's like he never croaked.
But with the cats, it's not the poo-poo, it's the pee-pee.
Well, the smell, yeah.
Ooh, that fucking smell.
Even if they go in the box.
Yeah, it's just always there. It's always fucking lingering in the air.
You can't leave clothes on the floor. You know how many of my items have been pissed on by cats?
Oh, really? Yeah,
see. Yeah, I think they do it on purpose because they know they're fucking, I'm not friendly.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, I got two cats. You've seen them before.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get the big guy. He's like fucking 17 pounds.
Do they want affection?
Big Maine Coon cat. Yeah, they're both big babies.
But they want to be petted and shit?
No, they follow me around everywhere.
So in other words, they're not aloof. Like
no,
some of these fucking cats don't want to know you.
Yeah, when you came over, the one came up to you, remember?
Yeah.
He was looking at you, the big guy? He's like a big furball. He's a Maine Coon cat.
A cat's a weird thing, man, with that fucking expression and look. You know what I mean?
They don't look like they're constantly judging you.
I don't know what the fuck.
I think female cats are bitches.
Yeah.
They're the hunters.
Yeah.
You know, I got the one, the female, she's fucking slamming off the windows if like there's a bug outside or a fucking bird flies by, she's fucking sprinting, which is good because if I ever get a mouse, it would rip it apart.
Yeah.
You get an ant in there or whatever, she fucking shreds it. A bug, she's like a great ball player. She jumps up with two hands and catches it.
I will say this thing, and you know from having them, I never have having cats my whole life, but when you sit there stoned on the porch and the fucking cats running around doing whatever they do, they're pretty far out fucking critters.
Yeah, no shit. They are wild.
Amazing. The climbing ability, the fucking curiosity.
Yeah, it's crazy.
A dog will fucking lay there and stare at the owner stupidly, just fucking looking at it.
Yeah.
Or a cat's having all kind of fun, climbing, doing this, doing that. The fucking
up
dog's
to no good,
laying there.
Running around fucking.
Yeah.
When you have a dog and a cat, the cat's in charge.
Oh, totally.
Yeah, always.
This cat, Ash, that she got, he's only one of the one I like. He moved in. He took right over from day one.
He's
the
dominant
man of the fucking house. He wasn't even the biggest then. He's not now. Dominates.
They fight at all?
Little playful fights.
Oh, yeah, no.
I see them fight, interact. They kind of biff each other. They roll around. The dogs, the cats.
Oh,
I'm
they're
like,
playing,
what?
Though.
They're playing, yeah.
You cut their nails?
No.
Yeah, I cut my nails. I cut their nails.
Ah, wow.
I'll tell you.
Are you in there with the fucking Dremel? Fucking
no, they jump
up
on my
blast?
Lap, right? If I'm sitting at my desk, they jump up on my lap. I get their paw. You push the pad, and the nails come out, and I fucking clip, 1, 2, 3, 4. And then if I'm lucky, I'll get the thumb.
Yeah.
You know?
You let the clippings fly onto the rug and leave it there?
Yeah, it's small. I vacuum almost every day anyways.
I would leave them.
Back, so.
That's why I asked.
No, yeah, but if my cats were pissing or shitting, and it was a constant thing, I'd fucking get them put down.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be able to handle with that. I'd kill them.
Well, guess what? These motherfuckers, right? I told them to put a secret camera in.
Yeah. Yeah, find out who's doing it.
I want to find out who's doing it.
Yeah,
if you
talk to a vet, they might be able to come up with a solution.
She wants to get a fucking litter robot for like $600. That's supposed to be the ultimate.
Yeah,
she's tried many methods of the shit issue.
I know someone who had that.
Is the shit? There's so many contraptions for cat shitting things.
Oh yeah, it's big
fucking
business.
They go from one to the other. Guess what? It sucks no matter what.
Yeah, but the one it's like a conveyor belt, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Is that one?
Yeah,
she had that one.
You just pull the tray out. And you take the shit out, right?
Everything she had is failed.
Yeah, no good, huh?
No,
because like we said, the fucking pee-pee, once that smell gets into the air, it's like fucking venom.
You know what I don't like about animals, besides everything? I don't like how fucking dependent they are. If it's so cool to be a fucking animal, you can't live without a fucking human. All right, a cat could, I guess, right?
Because they're domesticated.
Right, a fucking dog. Yeah. They have a fucking baby their entire life.
Yeah, you throw cats outside, they'll fucking hunt, no kill.
Right. You get a fucking
until
mouse.
Until they get hit by a car.
Yeah.
Did you get any mice up there?
Oh, yeah.
Did you catch them?
Well, guess what? We used to find 2-3 dead mice a year from the cats. And that mice come in up there. The fucking gap under the garage doors is like this. It's fucking terrible. They're all over the place, right? There hasn't been a sight of a mouse. Sometimes they eat the mouse.
Yeah. A lot of times they
I'm not seeing any dead fucking mice around.
A lot of times they play with it until they give the mouse a heart attack and they just leave it there.
I used to come in for the fucking kill shot. They'd be fucking with the mouse and keep it half alive. I'd come over and say, all right, enough of this shit. And
stomp it.
Just to stomp it. You know the fucking like wrapping paper, that cardboard in the middle?
Oh, yeah.
Like the ones that come on a rug, a nice hard one. I'd go, hey, fuck, it's over.
I used to shoot him with a fuck down my basement, my old house before. I used to shoot him with a hockey stick against the wall. Fucking hit, and then he'd go fall on the back off fours.
Could you hear?
Pedal a little bit, and then die.
When they hit the wall, could you hear them fucking grunt?
It'd be like
Could you hear that fucking cry?
Do a little wrist shot off the wall. And then they fucking die.
That must, if you're a mouse, they must go, what the fuck just happened?
I know. When I had that house, I had two sisters for cats before, right? One lived to be 17, the other one lived to be almost 20, right?
Yeah.
But there was a mouse in the wall, which I couldn't get to for months, right? And they fucking sat there and they looked for like weeks, right? I come home one night and they're both laying down on their backs and the fucking dead mouse is in the middle. They must have got out somehow. They were just so fucked. They were so proud of themselves.
They're doing a fucking ceremony.
Yeah. They were just
chilling out after the hunt and kill. Yeah. I like that.
I mean, the thing I like about cats is that they hunt and they're easy.
They're more self-sufficient.
If I go away for
a while, you can leave them in the house.
Leave them in the house, give them their food. They shit and shit piss. Fucking eat, sleep.
But what sucks is when you're an anti-fucking pet person like me, who never had a cat his whole life, suddenly at this age finds himself not only changing cat litter, but for the litter of four fucking cats.
Well, that's a lot, yeah.
Including piss on my clothes sometimes. And incidental shits.
Yeah, that's
me out of nowhere, boom, dealing with this. What the fuck happened?
That's unacceptable. Well, I mean, pissing on the clothes, I'd go fucking nuts.
I wash the shirt, I go, I think there's still a fucking faint smell of piss. Really?
Yeah, Jesus. Yeah, that's crazy, man. I would talk to the vet and see what, because they have all kinds of solutions.
I got a solution.
Kill them.
Fucking poison.
Well, that's what I mean. If my cats were chronic pisses, instead of like throwing them into the wild, I have them put down.
So the other thing,
I'm pissing all over the place.
There's a fat one up there, too. It's not a coon cat, whatever the fuck, right? It's a tabby. He's a tabby. Fat fuck, right?
Yeah.
So she goes, and she's all talking. She goes, he may have diabetes. I go, what? I go, well, what the fuck are you going to do?
Give him a shot.
Get fucking insulin and deal with that shit?
That's what they do.
I go, get the fuck out of here.
Sounds like she'll do it. Huh?
I go, you wouldn't even do that for me if I had that problem. Yeah, the cat's on fucking Prozac and his fucking diabetes medication.
Mine are 10 and 11.
Nice pet, huh?
Mine are 10 and 11. So.
Get ready.
Yeah.
How many fucking animals have you put down in your day?
A lot. I had my...
With your bare hands?
No, I've only had one dog. I had to have him put down. That was a sad.
Ever have a cat? No?
No. No, I take him to the vet and I stay there, give him the needle, I watch him die.
Were you sad?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. You cry?
No.
No.
I was with a broad that had two animals die and they were euthanized in the house. They had the people come in the house.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty nice until one of the guys that was hanging out there tried to steal the fucking drugs to get high off of.
Oh, Jesus.
And fucking, it was a big scene, but she had a fucking Great Dane. I had to carry the thing broad out to the fucking meat wagon. Yeah.
Those weigh like 180 or something, don't they?
Oh, yeah. Well, after the dog went, she had a full-blown fucking pig in the house.
I remember you told us about this, bro.
I'm not talking about a cute little potbelly pig. I'm talking about a fucking boar-looking motherfucker.
Big fucking swine.
Big
big fucking nostrils. And every time I leave the house in the morning, I'd find like a fucking lake of piss with like 75
what?
Like pellet, like charcoal pellet turds. Just this huge mess, and I have to jump around it every morning. But we had to fucking, the thing was too old. We fucking had it euthanized, and I had to carry it out with some fucking, with some broad and throw it in her fucking CRV.
She had to have a fucking a pet pig?
I don't ask these questions, man, with broads.
I actually have a picture of my dead cat.
Do you? After
I had to put down.
Yeah, a lot of people do
great,
it.
Great cat.
They take a picture of the body.
Smokey lived to be like... almost 20.
You see what I mean? Being a fucking pet owner, doesn't that sound wonderful?
Oh yeah, you have to do. You have to do the thing where you have to express the anal glands.
Oh, my dogs always needed their assholes expressed because the fucking they would rub their. You know, you'd see them like scratching their asshole on your rug, leaving skid marks because they have an itchy asshole.
The juice from the gland smells horrible.
So you had to bring it to the vet like so the rotten. Vet can stick his finger up his asshole and release the sack.
Oh, so this juice that comes off the gland.
It's fucking horrible.
Most dogs know how to do it themselves, but sadly your dogs are too fucking stupid that you get they can't do it.
Yeah.
So you got to bring them in every time for fucking $75.
My cat, when it opened up, there was like big yellow chunks of pus that turned hot.
What the?
So
I'm anti-pet.
I don't think. I mean, I don't know if the other cats ever had a problem with the gland thing.
Yeah,
you know.
I don't know what she's gonna do.
So I had to put down. I probably could have let it die natural.
Yeah.
She got to the point like she couldn't hear or see. I come home. I shut the door, and she come out screaming, crying. Because I was home to see me, and she'd be bouncing the walls and stuff.
Yeah.
And I pet her, and she'd fall over. And,
yeah.
You know, she made it to the box. She was still pissing in the box.
It's time to fucking roll.
I could have let her just stay home and die. But she was, you know, it was, I took her, I got her out of the box, I laid her down, pet her, said goodbye. And it was time. She just kind of looked at me. It was time.
At least you didn't I did. I told the story before when I had my dog cremated. I mean, I did all the things I now insult for people doing, but I did it. So I learned from experience. My dog had cancer. I remember going, any kind of fucking bad, severe news, I'm not doing it. No fucking extensive treatments. Yeah. I love the dog, but, you know, if it's something ridiculous.
I mean, if it's something like that.
So then the dog had fucking cancer. I felt awful about it, right? And they go, it doesn't look good.
That's the beagle?
One of them goes, one place goes, we want to amputate the leg tomorrow. I go, get the fuck out of here. I left that place, right? I go, I'm going to deal with that. A fucking three-legged amputated fucking dog. So then we went to the other fucking place. They examined him. The doctor took us in the room like it was a person. Sat us down. Gave us the grim prognosis. And they're buying fucking chemo, radiation.
Oh, Jesus.
They go, he may live. I go, so if I do all this, how long can he live? They go, maybe a year. I fucking do it for several thousands of dollars. He didn't even make a fucking 2 months. So, and then we had him cremated. So my mother goes, what's that box? I go, that's Mo. What? I go, we had him cremated. She goes, you idiot. How do you know they didn't put dirt in there? That's why I'm cold the way I am now.
Yeah.
Over the pet thing. My dog died. I go, what the fuck you want from me?
Be a man. Experience.
I do like animals. I think cats are like a practical thing to have, especially like because there's mice everywhere, right?
Yes.
You know, you don't want to deal with that. Have them fucking kill the mice. They're easy to fucking to own because you don't have to, you know, take them off for walks. But once they start pissing and shitting everywhere and they can't be controlled, they're all done with me.
It's time to it's time to go.
Time to go.
Well, you know my feeling on animals in general. I'm one of the few people that are totally anti-animal. All animals. I feel there's no purpose for them. I don't need them around me. But unfortunately, I got six of them around me. I'm being penalized for my fucking what I'm talking about. I'm being punished. And you know something? They're a lot of fucking work. That's all I know. It's a lot of work. And I'm not even the principal caregiver. And I'm doing too much. Yeah. I don't want to do anything. You know what I mean? And they need fucking attention.
They do.
Yeah. Well, dogs are more needy than cats.
Yeah.
I just know that it's a lot of work and it's a lot of things that I'm willing not to do and a lot of things I'm not willing to sacrifice with my lifestyle in order to have a dog in there. So I'll just secretly puppycock on fucking Instagram for the rest of my life.
I hope you enjoyed the
Be a Man
experience.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.